Now it is the morning show at East Coast, and Northeast Wicklow's favourite bus driver, and I don't think the other drivers would actually take offence at that, is retiring this week. Desi O'Toole has been working for Dublin Bus for 47 years and has spent most of his career driving the number 84, and I think he knew everybody on that bus, if not everybody in Greystones and Delgany and Kilcool, etc. His last bus journey on the 84 happened last Sunday, and local residents lined the route cheering on Desi O'Toole. Morning, Desi.
Good morning, Declan. How are you today?
Good morning to you. Do I say congratulations to you, or what do I say on this occasion?
Say good morning, old man. It's official. I'm an old man. I've got the passes and all now to prove it.
I'm
so surprised. I mean, to be honest with you, it was such a horrible day, and you know, people came out, and I was really affected by it. It was lovely. It was gorgeous, and I want to thank everybody for doing what they did. It was wonderful. It was a good end to my career, I think.
And of course, being the bus driver in 84 is just one part of what you've been up to over the last while. You're an incredible, enthusiastic participant in charity events, particularly for charities and mental health, etc., here in Northeast Wicklow.
Well, my bus career is endless, but my charity work will still go on. I need an interest. I need something to keep my head going, and I will never stop doing that, because I think it's so important, and especially now that I've heard an awful lot of stories of young kids now, because of COVID and all this kind of thing, they're having depression problems and mental health problems. So it's an ongoing thing, and it's something that I would still do and take pride in doing it and helping people.
When did you become the bus driver? Were you a conductor first, or then a driver?
I started in CIE It was January 13th, 1975. I remember getting off the 45 bus in Poolbeck Street. It was the old terminus. I'm walking across Book Bridge and into Oras and Aine on Gardiner Street to be trained as a bus conductor. I was a bus conductor for about 6.5 years, and then I started driving. And I went on to the 13 route, and I was on 13 route, 48A, 45. And then, but all the time I was still doing the 84s as well. On the spare days, and then I got marked in there about 35 years ago.
Right, and so Wadley and Beechwood Avenue ended, did it? And you went on to the 84.
Yeah, it's a funny thing about the 13 route, all right. You were up in Palmerstown, where Gareth Fitzgerald and all they all lived up there, and then you went across to Ballybutcher Lane. The difference, but I mean, it was a great route, and I really enjoyed it, because the people on the cross city are quite crack, you know. They really, I remember one time there was a dispute on, and there was only two 13s on. We were meeting in the middle of a common street, and there was a little old lady there. She says to me, "Come here, you know, come here, I want to talk." I said, "What's wrong?" She says, "I've been waiting here for the last 2 hours for the 13, she said, and at least 6:15 went by. She said, "What's the idea?" And I said, "Buy a house on the 15 route then, won't you?" "Well, I won't tell you what you call me, but your mother's father weren't married." I'm going to miss that kind of crack. I'm going to miss the fun. And as regards the Marty and then the 84s, I won't stop there. The other day, there was a woman, her daughter, and her daughter. So there was three generations. Like, I had dealt with, and I found that sort of nice, and yet I found it odd that, I had helped the grandmother, her daughter, and then her daughter. It's a good family route anyway, you know?
Yeah. You're known for knowing everybody in Greystones, and you know, stopping for people at unauthorised places. We can say that now, just in case it wasn't approved of by the bosses. You know, having the chat, helping people out. You just were a community type of bus driver.
Well, bus driving is not just driving the bus. You have to listen to your passengers. kids were getting up with problems and they were talking to me, and I'd be saying, well, Lucas, you have to talk to your father and your mother. And they'd say to me, but they're going to say this, they're going to say that. I'd say, Lucas, they'll be given their help for an hour or two, but then, I says, they will help you, but you'll have to tell your parents. And it was that kind of thing, so it's, opposed to call it a social conversation, but it was helping them. And that's what bus drivers should do. They should listen to the passengers, help them. This thing of stopping in between stops, of course, that's what bus drivers are supposed to do. That's the entity, the job. I mean, you know what I mean, to be nice. And I think spreading a little bit of happiness and a bit of banter. I mean, I'm known for my music on the bus, and seemingly I play the drums on the steering wheel quite a lot. and I have a friend over in America, Aaron Kennedy, and he sent me a video. He said he got on the bus when he was 14, and I said to him, do you like Queen? And he said, yeah. I said, you're all right, you can sit down. Now he's had a drumming academy, and he sent me a video of him playing the Queen song and him playing the drums. I just thought, listen, you know, that's nice. And that's the kind of thing that I'm glad I remember for.
Yes. Text here, congratulations Desi on your retirement. You were the nicest bus driver, always made me laugh, have good memories getting the bus to and from St. Thomas Secondary School with my friends, and you always made us laugh. You're one of a kind, says Suzanne in Greystones. And more text coming in, best of luck to Desi, we'll miss him. And what about being the clown? Remember that?
Would you ever forget that?
Oh, no, there you go. Tell us about how that started.
It was for the Wicklow Hospital, and we were having the coffee morning and with East Coast Radio, and we started wanting to liven it up one time up in Enniskerry, up in the Paris Guard hotel in the village. I just decided to get filled up with a clown and act the maggot, and yeah, it went down fairly well. It certainly went down well with a famous DJ called Declan Green, because he hasn't forgotten about it since. Look, it's what it's all about, isn't it? Sort of helping and being a bit of crack and a bit of fun. Treat people the way you'd like to be treated, as I always say.
Well, the very best of luck with retirement. Of course, it's not the end of the O'Toole's. I mean, your son is driving too.
And I have two son-in-laws, Darren and Paul. So I think at one stage, Dublin was probably trying to take over the damn place, but I wouldn't. No thanks. Look, I tell you haven't heard the last of me either, all right? I will be in touch when I'm doing stuff in that.
Brilliant, you know, all the charity stuff you do, and I don't know, the painful long walks that you take on. Fair play to you.
Can I just thank three people that I really do appreciate? Kieran Hayden, JP Conley, and JP is a guard in Greystone, and his comrade for the day was a band guard called Sandra. And the bitch got a bit upset when she seen the emotion that was going on. But listen, I just want to thank everybody. I mean, everybody from Newcastle, Kilcool, Greystone, and Bright. Thank you so much for 47 happy, happy years, and I treasure every moment of it. Thank you, East Coast Radio, and especially Declan and Gareth and Paul, who works there as well. Thank you, everybody, for all you've done and all the help you've given me over the years. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
And you're always welcome to tell us about those fantastic community projects that you're involved in, Desi. The very best of luck in the... a pause in what you do. We won't call it retirement, because I can't imagine Desi O'Toole just sitting down, doing nothing. It'll be a lot going on. It's just a change of direction. And thanks indeed for all your contributions here, Desi, as regards the Wicklow-wide Coffee Morning and other matters too. So thank you very much, and the best of luck to you.
Thanks very much, Declan. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care. That's Desi O'Toole, who is, yes, well, let's use the word, retiring from Dublin Bus after 40.